The other day at TOS Towers, the arch middle manager slash cosmic space bird Kez decided it wasn't enough for us to just put out a new episode of Audio Fiction every Monday morning. He hopped over to our desk and slammed his cleaver down, slicing it in twain, notebooks, pen pots and all. He gazed upon us and squawked a single word: audiobooks. And so we are now doing audiobooks. We're super happy to bring the first The Other Stories audiobook to the world, Territory. In a remote Finnish hunting community, darkness and the cold hold the villagers close. As a pack of wolves threaten the villagers' future, grief-stricken hunter Yari must unite the population to reclaim their territory. Written by TOS regular writer Dan Howarth, narrated by Justin Fife himself, produced by Luke Condor and Carl Hughes. You can get the full audiobook from all good audiobook retailers. We're talking your Audibles, your Spotify's, your Black Markets. For more info, head over to theotherstories.net/territory.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Model Citizen, written by Josh Curran, performed by Ian McEwen and Josh Curran.
It's a nice house. Zone 1, near Knightsbridge Station. Would have cost a fortune. It must be loaded.
Yeah, Dad lent me this place. Pretty cool, huh?
Or is Dad's loaded? Yeah, pretty cool. He must have a big bedroom. Good. I hate fucking in a tiny cupboard bedroom.
So, Sam? You wanna come upstairs? Watch some Netflix?
Ah, the pre-foreplay foreplay. Sure, but I get to pick what we watch. No housemates, then?
No, I live by myself.
Wish I had a house like this. Must cost your dad loads.
I don't know how much it costs him, to be honest.
Well, what's his name? Harry. Well, Harry, how about you show me around? Maybe you could show me a bedroom?
Okay. But, before we go upstairs, can I show you something? It's something I've been working on for a while. It's downstairs in the basement.
Sure. Don't be a sex dungeon.
It's taken me a couple of years to build. Been a nightmare trying to ship in all the right parts from all over.
If it is a sex dungeon, at least be one of those good sex dungeons. Proper leather, not synthetic.
Just through here. This is my to-scale replica of the London Underground. 10 by 8 meters with 1 whole meter of depth. Well, obviously the trains themselves aren't to scale in comparison to the geographical area, or they'd be absurdly small.
Why? Why couldn't it have been a sex dungeon?
So, what do you think?
Well, it's... pretty good, yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
There's a bed in the corner. Why does he need a bed? Doesn't sleep with this thing, does he?
Oh, it's been hell trying to get the depth of each line proportionate.
Thank Christ I'm picking what we watch on Netflix. You'd have probably put on Thomas the Tank Engine. So you really like trains, huh?
Oh, I fell in love with trains when I was 5. My dad took me on the tube and I loved every second of it. I cried when we had to get off.
Okay.
That love never left me.
Note to self. Try to avoid the subject of trains in the future. So, do you want to head upstairs? Get nice and warm in bed?
My appreciation for the intricacies and accurate timetabling of the network only grew as I got older.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
But one thing always bothered me. The passengers. The vast majority of them have no respect for the network. You've got the scum who litter and graffiti the interior of the cars. You've got the people who treat their journey like a chore. I mean, you're on the world's oldest, greatest underground network. And you're watching fucking cat videos on your phone?
Yeah, that sucks.
But, annoyingly, for the network to operate smoothly from a financial standpoint, you need those people. So, that's why this needed to be created. I can keep my own network running without the interference of imbeciles. I have a sustainable solution. The only flaw is, I can't run it all by myself.
What's that remote for? Oh, fuck. Has he just locked us in here?
There's no point in trying that. The doorway's 3 times your weight.
Other exits, other exits. No windows, no other doors. Oh, that knife he's holding is quite large.
The underground requires commitment. But I'm only human. I can only do so many hours a day. That's where you come in. Between us, we can manage the efficient operation of the network. I have a bed for you here, and I'll feed you sufficiently. But you will have no contact with the outside world. You will speak to no one else. Your life's purpose will be to assist in managing my network. All you need to do to earn your keep is to put the effort into managing the system. If you don't, you will be... punished. I think that's only fair.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This isn't a joke, Sam. This is...
No, not that. What I mean is... you've put so much work, 2 years, into building this highly detailed model, yet you put so little thought into your kidnap and enslavement plan.
What are you talking about? I've put in that door, I've got the bed down here, I've got the knife.
That's all basic level kidnapper. And it doesn't matter when you've got so many major flaws in your plan.
No, I haven't. Like what?
Flaw 1. You realise I've still got my phone on me, don't you?
It doesn't matter. You won't get any signal down here anyway.
Are you sure? Have you checked?
Okay. Hand over your phone.
No.
What do you mean, no? I have a knife.
Flaw 2. Yes, you have a knife. But you've positioned yourself on the opposite side of the model to myself. Your 10x8 meter model. If you wanted to use that knife... you'd have to walk all the way around.
Fine. Stop moving.
Flaw 3. Sorry if I'm repeating myself, but you've positioned yourself on the opposite side of the model. The beloved, expensive, took 2 years to make, delicate model.
No. You're not meant to touch it. Get your hands off it.
Bank station. Look how many lines it serves.
No. No.
It would be such a shame if it got smashed. Think of the chaos it would cause. There would be severe delays on every other line. You'd need the replacement bus service out. I don't see a model for that.
If you hurt it, I'll...
Stab me. Great idea. Although, I don't think the Northern Line will run so well when the tunnels are filled with blood. I think you'd end up with blood all over Greater London, too. How long would that take to clean up? Besides, I think I could smash a few more stations before you caught up with me.
No. No. Please, no.
King's Cross, St. Pancras.
Don't.
Euston.
Please, don't. Please.
Then give me the knife.
But...
I have no real interest in arming your creation. If you let me out safely, then it will remain undamaged.
But you'll tell people and...
I really don't care what you do with your time. And none of my friends would be interested in a story about me hooking up with a guy who likes trains. So toss the knife on the floor near me. That's it. Now the remote.
I just wanted...
I know what you wanted. You spent about an hour explaining it. Floor 4. If I wanted to, I could lock this door behind me, leaving you trapped down here till you die. But I'm not that cold-hearted. Just something to think about. Oh, don't cry. You look really unattractive when you cry.
I tried to make it work by myself. But I couldn't. You need someone. It won't work. It won't work.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure something out. Bye! Well, this probably wasn't the worst hookup I've had, but it's definitely in the top 5 worst. Christ, that guy's upset. Should I really just leave him there bawling on his own? Wouldn't want him to hurt himself. Then again, he did try to make me his prisoner earlier. But the guy's clearly got some problems. Can't be all his fault. Fine, I'll make sure he's okay. I've got some tissues somewhere. Yeah.
Thanks.
This isn't what I thought I'd be using these tissues for tonight. Look, don't think of this as a failure. Think of it as practice.
What?
You know what works and what doesn't. I thought the door slamming was really effective, for example. It's when you got to the knife and the delicate model that things fell apart.
Okay.
I'd suggest having a gun next time. Doesn't have to be real, but needs to look convincing. At gunpoint, you can get them to hand over their phone and whatever. Also, you'll need to make some sort of barrier around the model so they can't get to it. So next time you bring someone over, things will go smoothly. They won't be able to escape, and you'll have yourself a new train operator.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't mention it. Happy to help. Now, are you going to blow me or what? Well, that was about average. He put a lot of effort in, as he has also demonstrated with his train building. However, his technique left a lot to be desired. Makes me question if he's even gay. Maybe he's just lonely. Does he really need a helping hand to run his train set, or does he just need the company? I hope he finds someone. Someone that'll make him happy. As for me, I think I've done my one good deed for the day. Well, here's my stop. Hey, Harry!
Oh, hi.
Hope you don't mind, I got us lemonades already. Didn't want us to die of thirst.
Oh, thanks.
So, I hear you've got a new guy.
Oh, yeah, his name's Andrew. I've been with him for a couple of weeks now.
Aw, so sweet.
Oh, he's perfect. He's a... well, was a station announcer at Green Park, alternating between the Victoria Line and the Jubilee Line.
Oh, trains again. He sounds great. Can I see a picture?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, him! He looks gorgeous. I saw him on the news a couple of nights ago.
Is he...
Just Facebook, not proper news. Don't worry, people will forget about him.
Whew.
I'm assuming it all went smoothly.
Oh, like a dream. Although he did piss himself when he saw the gun. But I already had spare pairs of underwear and trousers ready for him.
How thoughtful.
I've made sure this time to take away his shoelaces. All sharp objects are gone, and I have a first aid kit now. I just hope that this time he'll want to stick around. Yesterday,
poor Harry.
We simulated what
he
it'd be like.
So much trouble maintaining a long-term relationship. I thought maybe him and Mark would last, but no. 2 months of what seemed like happiness, then Mark shoves a fork in the plug socket. They all find some way to end it. Mark, Stephen, Richard, Connor. But I think Harry has really evolved as a person. He knows what he wants in a relationship now.
Can I tell you something?
What?
It's Andrew. I think he's the one.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Other Stories. Model Citizen was written by Josh Curran, narrated by Ian McEwan and Josh Curran, edited by Carl Hughes, with music by Tom Robson. So this is the last week of our competition. We're giving away a signed copy of The Other Stories Volume 2, a massive print edition of The Other Stories collecting all of the stories from the second year of the podcast. Now, if you want to be the chance of winning, then you'll need to head over to www.hawkandcleaver.com/competition and fill in your details there. Once again, that's www.hawkandcleaver.com/competition. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.